Hey, this is Molly Patrick, and you're listening to the Clean Food Dirty Girl podcast. We are all about helping people eat more plants and celebrating imperfection as we navigate life's messiness. Hey there, thank you for joining us on this very, very special episode. You guys, today is the 100th episode of this podcast, and I hear from people that that is a milestone. So here we are, 100 episodes in. Woohoo! If you would have told me 100 episodes ago, like, hey, you got to do 100 episodes of this, I maybe wouldn't have done it because that would feel really overwhelming and I would have no idea what I was going to talk about for 100 episodes. But here we are, right? Each week, one episode, just one at a time. So it's a good reminder to everyone that when you're embracing something different or you are starting something new, thinking about the end goal, not that 100 episodes was the end goal, but thinking about the too far ahead in the future with this goal can be really overwhelming and really daunting. So if you're in the midst of just starting something new, whether that be eating a whole food plant-based diet, changing your lifestyle, quitting smoking, quitting drinking, starting a business, training for a marathon, just take it a day at a time, right? Just think about what can you do today to help get you to that goal. Sometimes thinking too far ahead is a recipe for overwhelm. And when we are overwhelmed, what are we going to do? When I'm overwhelmed, what I do is I don't do anything. When I'm overwhelmed, I'm like a deer in headlights and I just freeze and I don't do anything because I don't know where to start. And I think that every time I think about, okay, maybe I should do this, all of a sudden everything seems pointless because it's a small step, right? And if I'm thinking about the big overall picture, taking one small step seems really like, what's the point, right? But if I just change my mindset to think, okay, well, what can I do right now? What little thing can I do today? Then all of a sudden I can take an action. I can go forward. I can do something. And it doesn't feel like, you know, this one little action is not making any difference. I mean, that's little actions adding up over time. That's what creates big change, right? Doesn't happen overnight. So that was my little pep talk to you this morning. Having nothing to do with what this episode is about, by the way, but that's what kind of I was reminded of as I was thinking about the 100th episode, and I was just like, wow, that's a lot. And I did not have, you know, I am not well known for my content calendar planning. Let me just put it that way. I did not know, but I thought, well, just take it an episode at a time and see where we go. And it's been great. It's been fun. I'm so happy that that we started doing this. So what I wanted to do for the 100th episode was I wanted to tell some stories, and not even stories really, but share some results that people from our community have gotten from eating a whole food plant-based diet. Because at the core of it, like, I talk about a lot of things. Not all of them have to do with plants all the time. A lot of them have to do with life and mindset. And all of that, in my opinion, is very important when you're wanting to eat more plants, because all of that stuff helps you do the thing that you want to do, right? So, but I wanted to talk about specifically plants and how changing your diet to a whole food plant-based diet, how that has helped people in our community with various health issues. So I posted this question in the private Facebook group couple weeks ago, and I wanted to get people's feedback. So I'm going to read their first name, and then I'm just going to read what they wrote. And hopefully you'll be inspired, or maybe you think there's someone else in your life that might be inspired because of some of these results, and you can send them this episode. I wanted to quickly tell a little story first before I start. So I've told this story before, but I was raised vegetarian. I've never eaten meat in my life, right? And my mom she was raised with a lot of meat growing up. Her grandfather was a butcher, and so her parents ate a lot of meat and fed their kids a lot of meat, and she never liked it. She always felt like her tummy just didn't settle with her well, and she couldn't digest it, and she always felt icky after she ate it. And so one of the first things she did when she left home was stop eating meat. And she wasn't allowed to do that when she was at home. But when she left home, it was on. She was going to stop eating it. So she did. And she was a vegetarian. And this was like my mom was born in 1943. She just turned 80. So when she left home, it must have been in the early 60s, I guess. Yeah. And so that was, she was ahead of her time to not eat meat at that point, because there weren't a lot of vegetarians in like 1961. But that's what she did. And then she, in the early 90s, she was experiencing this horrible, horrible, horrible pain in her like tummy area. And she went to the emergency room because the pain was so bad. And she had gallstones. And so the doctor that she had at that time in the hospital, they wanted to remove her gallbladder. And she talked with them and said, I really don't want my gallbladder removed. If you remove my gallbladder, what's going to do the job of the gallbladder, right? So if it's removed, what's going to step in? And so the doctor said, well, your liver. And she said, well, I don't want to overtax my liver. She said, okay, I want to keep my gallbladder. What can I do? And so the doctor in the 90s, this was very ahead of his time as well. He said, okay, well, you can try to eat a totally plant-based diet, low fat, essentially a whole food plant-based diet, and see how that does. But you got to pass these stones first. So she ended up passing the stones, and overnight she switched her diet and she ate totally whole plant foods, and she didn't even eat avocados. It was like in the beginning, really, really, really low fat. She didn't eat nuts or seeds he talked with her about the plan and all of that. And suffice to say, she never had to get her gallbladder removed, and she's never had a problem with it since. I guess I should put a disclaimer saying that, like, obviously, you guys, I'm not a doctor. This isn't medical advice. If you're going to change your diet, talk to your physician first, all those things. So don't take this as like advice I'm giving you. It's not. I'm sharing personal stories and words of the community that other people have experienced. So I wanted to throw that out there too before I went any further. So yeah, so she never had to remove, she never had to have her gallbladder removed, and she lost like 30 pounds within, a few months, and she felt like really, really good. And keep in mind, she was a vegetarian. She hadn't eaten meat for a long time, but she was eating cheese and some eggs and dairy and like cream in her coffee and, pies and all those rich things that you can definitely eat as a vegetarian. And I would say even as a vegan, if you do vegan versions of all of the dairy stuff, I it's not as unhealthy as the dairy versions, but a vegan diet can be very rich. Whereas a whole food plant-based diet, it's a naturally low fat diet. And it's not even really a diet because there's no restricting, right? We don't restrict food or try to reduce calories with this way of eating. So it's not a diet. And a whole food plant-based way of eating, I think, is a kind of, a way to say that doesn't have that word diet associated with it. But I use whole food plant-based diet, whole food plant-based eating, whole food plant-based dietary pattern, whole food plant-based. It's all kind of the same thing. It's focusing on whole plant foods, and those are veggies, fruits, whole grains, beans and legumes, nuts and seeds, and I like to throw in there herbs and spices, and minimally processed plant-based ingredients like tofu, tempeh, soy milk, nut butters, stuff like that. So that, I sort of had that story growing up of my mom really like changing her health for the better through this way of eating. And that was very early on. I mean, in the early 90s, I think this happened in 1992. I was 12. And so when this happened, she started like cooking. I mean, she cooked before, but she started really getting more into like cooking and cooking whole plant foods. And then I, you know, that was sort of my model at that point. So, but I was very adamant not to do anything with that on my career. I wanted to be a fashion photographer because I thought that it would be fabulous to travel all over the world and to, and I also, I wanted to scout out locations for my fashion photography. I either wanted to do that or I wanted to be a fashion designer. I wanted to be like a location scout. I thought that would be really cool, but I really, my heart really wanted to be a fashion photographer for like Vogue or W or, you know, all those fancy, Bizarre, all those fancy fashion magazines. That's what I really wanted to do. And that's what I pursued. And then quickly realized that that was not a good match for my personality. And so eventually I came back sort of to my roots, which was, you know, healthy eating, healthy plant-based eating. So all of that to say, then almost 10 years ago, my co-founder and I started Clean Food Dirty Girl. And one of the things for me, one of the reasons why it was really important for me, I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do when we decided to start an online business. I knew I wanted to work online and I knew I wanted to help people eat better, right? I knew those two things, but other than that, I wasn't sure what it was going to be. And I did not know online marketing. I did not know how to have a business online. I came from like the restaurant world and the photography world. And it was a big, big change for me, but I just thought I'd figure it out as I went. So, but I remember talking to people, at a restaurant that I opened in Berkeley. I used to open plant-based restaurants. And I spent a lot of time at the Berkeley restaurant. And I remember, you know, just talking to customers, people who would come in. I talked with a lot of people. And so and I'd hear their story, right? And a lot of people would be so happy that they found a plant-based place to eat. And they would tell me their story. And I was so inspired. And the thing that struck was like so many of these people had no idea that this way of eating could change their health in such a dramatic way, right? Until they tried it. Like they didn't even know about this way of eating and they for sure had never considered eating for health. It was just something that they didn't, that never went on their radar. And so, and the excitement and the passion that these people had for this way of eating, once they not only found out about it, but then did it for themselves and got results for themselves, you know, something happens when that happens and you want to tell as many people as you can. You want to let people know, hey, you don't have to suffer with, you know, all of these very common lifestyle related illnesses. There can be a different way potentially. And why not try it? Right. And I always thought, why not give it a try? Because what's the worst that can happen, right? You're eating a super nutrient dense way of eating, a really healthy nutrient dense way of eating. What's the worst that can happen here? And so I was really inspired to get that message out to people and let people know that, hey, you do have more of a choice than you think, and you do have more power than you think, right? You do have more say over how your body is operating than most people think. So I wanted to provide a platform to help get that message out. And so that was a big part of the motivation behind this. So with that, I am going to read the comments and all of these amazing results that people have gotten from eating a whole food plant-based diet. Some of these people are on our meal plans. Some of them aren't. Some of them have been on there for a while. Some of them haven't. But this is the response that I got that I wanted to share with you. Okay, so Larry says, I lost 100 pounds and have kept it off for 3 years. Decreased my medication from 8 meds down to 2. Love the new food I get to try out. Love it. Sandrina, major decrease in inflammation, no more joint pain. That's one that I hear often. No more joint pain and decreased inflammation. I hear that all the time. So good to experience that. Jamie says that my total cholesterol went from 208 to 170. I saw the cardiologist for post-COVID symptoms, and he asked me what in the world I did. I told him I went whole food plant-based, and he said he wished all his patients would. Ugh, I want it. Like, I wish I could be in that office with her and like give her and her doctor a high five. So inspiring. Lois says my severe GERD, G-E-R-D, completely dissipated. I've heard that a lot too. Melissa, I have had seasonal allergies that turn into severe asthma most summers. They completely went away. No more allergy meds, no need for multiple inhalers, just to breathe. That's another one I've heard a lot. Seasonal allergies gone, asthma better. It's amazing, right? Who would have thought? Penny says that her A1C went from 6, which is pre-diabetic, to 5.1, which is normal, in just 3 months. Hell yeah, Penny. Oh, so awesome. Lindsay, no more psoriasis. I struggled for years with psoriasis. When I started eating this way, it disappeared and it never came back. Amaze. So many skin things. I've heard that too. It clears up so many skin things. Kathleen says, I'm 56, hot flashes 90% reduced, and no more constant sinus infections. Just for that, I mean, anybody who's going through menopause, if you can reduce your hot flashes by 90%, holy shit, why not try? So good, Kathleen. Chas says that digestive issues are much better. Anxiety has gone way down. My period came back and PMS went away and the cramps decreased. I experienced that too, Chas, and I have to say, what a life changer to have a period that's non-eventful. Amazing. Okay, Sherry says, lost 32 kgs and lowered my blood pressure. Feel better in myself. Oh, I love that. Feel better in myself. Okay, I'm going to 32 kg to pounds. 32, because Americans, we have an issue. Okay, it's 70 pounds. 70 pounds. Lost 70 pounds and lowered her blood pressure and feel better in myself. So cool. Lisa says no more joint pain, no more snoring, lost 40 pounds, and no need to take antacids at bedtime anymore. Age 74 and eating this way for 3.5 years. Oh, what a blessing. I've heard that too. No more snoring. I stopped snoring. Well, for the most part, I stopped snoring when I quit drinking. And when I quit drinking, I lost some weight, and I kind of experienced that too. But again, the joint pain. So, so, so common and so life-changing. And no more antacids. So good. Okay, so Samantha says, before eating plant-based, I was having a lot of eczema. We're talking hands so swollen, I couldn't bend my fingers since I was a couple of months old. Okay, so she's had this since she was a couple months old. When I ditched dairy, I was vegetarian before. It almost completely went away in a couple of weeks. I now only have some scars and will get a little eczema if I'm very stressed or use too much hand sanitizer. I also have more energy. Like, this is a lifelong thing that cleared up in a couple of weeks. This is why, you guys, this is why it's so important that people know what could be possible for them, right? That there might be another way. And it's and it's damn delicious too, especially if you use our meal plans and our recipes. But could you imagine somebody with severe eczema? They're like 2 weeks away, right, from potentially having it clear up. So good. Okay, so Elaine says, I had severe GERD and chronic heartburn. I was in so much pain daily and truly dreading eating meals. The meds I was on weren't working anymore, and I was so frustrated. About that time, my son came home with a challenge from his science class to not eat meat for a week to get extra credit. So I told him, yes, we would try it. I searched for recipes for the week and stumbled upon Clean Food Dirty Girls blog and free recipes. By the end of the 5 days, I felt so much better and have not looked back. It took about 2 weeks for all of my painful symptoms to completely go away. And she adds, oh, I was just entering into menopause, including some not fun symptoms. This way of eating must have been the hard reset I needed because symptoms decreased greatly. Again, like 2 weeks, right? The body doesn't take the body too long to respond. Typically, it takes the body less time to respond when eating this way than it takes medication to start working for some things. That's like very general and like blanket statement. But so much feedback I get is that people have symptoms of so many things decrease in just a couple of weeks. It's crazy. And by the way, I'm going to link to this exact post. If you're not in our private Facebook group, it's a super amazing, supportive, wonderful group. And you can request to join. Just make sure that you answer all the questions so that we can let you in. And then in the show notes of this episode, I'm going to link to this thread so that you can read it and talk to people and comment. And you can add your own if you have some. Okay, Tracy says, was able to come off two of my meds, one for my cholesterol and the other for blood pressure. I'm a two-time heart attack patient. Yes, Tracy. Megan, lowered my cholesterol, regulated my cycles, clear skin, eliminated bloating, miserableness after eating. Yes, because when we eat this way, we feel good after eating. We don't have to feel like we don't have to have discomfort after we eat. And so many people experience discomfort, bloating, fatigue, or they just feel like foggy or still hungry, even if they feel full. It just regulates the hunger, and we feel so satiated and satisfied after we eat that it's very pleasant, right? That the post-eating experience is pleasant rather than something that a lot of people like Megan used to dread. Okay, Amber says, I had IBS for years, around 14 years. When I went plant-based, it pretty much completely disappeared. I spent years trying to figure this out. I only wish I would have known about plant-based eating sooner. Amber, I hear ya. I think so many people feel the same way. Congrats. IBS going away completely. Most people have no idea that that's even possible. So happy for you. Allison, my severe asthma of 40 years disappeared, and I've been able to stay cancer-free for 4 years so far after a stage 4 rectal cancer diagnosis at age 42. My diet absolutely helped me heal during my year of grueling treatments, including chemo, radiation, and many major surgeries. Again, with the asthma, Allison, so happy for you. Amy says, I'm a kidney transplant. My anti-rejection meds compromise my immune system, and it's easy for me to get sick, and it can take me longer to recover. Between my 2006 transplant and becoming vegan in 2015 and whole food plant-based a few years later, I was hospitalized over 36 times, sometimes lengthy stays, and I visited the ER frequently. Since 2015, I've spent one night in the hospital and have visited the ER only a handful of times. I hurt my shoulders a few years ago. I learned that I have arthritis, stenosis, and bone spurs in my neck. The doctor was amazed that I'm not in excruciating pain on a daily basis. When I told him how I eat, he said that my diet is anti-inflammatory. Lastly, and far less important, after decades of yo-yo dieting at 62 years old, I am down to my high school weight and I wear a size 2. Voila. Amazing. Amy, thank you for sharing that. It just gives me chills. Really does. Kelly, there have been so many benefits. My resting heart rate lowered, no more hot flashes, no more heartburn, no more itchy skin, more energy, no more aching joints. I'm 56 years old and the only medication I take is a vitamin D supplement. My doctor loves me. My doctor loves me. I love that. Yes, that's often, I think that most doctors love their whole food plant-based patients because they're very easy. People have this idea that when we age, we start to fall apart. And that's just sort of, I think, what a lot of people have accepted, right? Once you go through menopause, once you get through your 50s or 60s, we just kind of start to break down like a jalopy, right? But all of, like, so many of these people, these beautiful people that I'm sharing their stories with, like, they're in their 70s, they're in their 60s, and they're getting better. So I don't buy it. I don't buy that as we get old, we have to break down. I mean, things are naturally going to start slowing down, just that's the aging process, but we don't have to completely break down. If you haven't read The Blue Zones, do check that out. It also, Netflix just put out a show with the Blue Zones. I'll put a link there too. Really, really good documentary, and really good research and awesome book. Okay. Lowered my A1C, Noelle. Fabulous. Yeah. Lowered my A1C. Amazing. Okay. Lindy, made my taste buds happy and therefore compliance with healthy eating a pleasure. That's a huge thing. Like when you genuinely want to eat this way, you don't eat healthy because you have to try or you're really like feeling like you should. Like when you eat this way because you really genuinely truly want to, that's a huge thing, and therefore your body will benefit from it. So that's great. Sarah, I was able to get off and stay off medication for my rheumatoid arthritis. Again, that inflammation, right? So good. Chris, as a teacher, I was exposed to a common childhood airborne illness called parvovirus B19. It triggered an incredibly painful autoimmune response in my body that made it impossible to function. My joint and muscle pain was intolerable, even with different medications. After struggling for 3 years in severe pain, I researched and was convinced going plant-based could only help me. That was 7 years ago, and I'll never go back to eating meat, dairy, or eggs. It lowered my inflammatory markers, my heart rate, my blood pressure, helped my mood and my sleep. It hasn't eliminated my pain completely, but it has helped me to be far more functional and comfortable than I was before. The food is so good. I don't at all feel like I'm restricting myself. It has been nothing but beneficial in my life. Such a good testimony. Chris, I'm so happy for you. Chaz, I had pretty severe back pain from an accident for almost 16 years. When I transitioned to a plant-based diet, I started waking with less and less pain until about 6 months in, I realized the pain was gone. That's amazing. When you just wake up one day and you're like, oh, I don't have that thing anymore. So good. Michelle, I have lost 60 pounds. I am no longer in pain all the time, and my mood has greatly improved. My husband has lost 50 pounds and reversed type 2 diabetes. Hell yeah, Michelle. High fives to you and your hubby. I love to hear that. Lisa, for me, it got rid of my hot flashes and night sweats. I am 61 years old, postmenopausal woman. Also, my asthma improved 110% and my cholesterol dropped significantly. Fabulous. Janet, 6.5 years ago, started whole food plant-based, no oil, no sugar, greens with every meal. Previously, I'd been vegan for 4 years. Once I went whole food plant-based, I lost 35 pounds and weighed less than I did in high school. But most importantly, I lost the aches and pains of getting older, in air quotes. I could remember having so much trouble getting in and out of the SUV and just thinking it was part of the aging process. Oh, exactly what I was just talking about. I pick up 30 to 60 pound bags of animal feed all the time. I'm now 65 and way, way more spry than I was before I made the switch. So Janet, essentially what Janet is doing is aging in reverse. So good. Terry, you may have read my story on here a few years ago, and it continues to this day. I had been diagnosed with severe rheumatoid arthritis, which runs in both sides of my family. It was controlled with immunosuppressive drugs for many years. I changed my diet to mostly plant-based and was down to one drug. But when that stopped working, my rheumatologist tried other drugs. I was getting infusions and still taking other heavy drugs, and nothing was working. She decided I should be in a clinical trial. At that time, one of my relatives, who had been on some of my same medications, began having heart issues, which her doctor thought were side effects from the RA drugs. It scared the crap out of me, so I decided I needed to do more research. I'm a holistic nutritionist, so I got to work. I was desperate not to suffer the same fate, not to suffer at all, really. I stopped dairy, and within days, I felt different. Then stopped all animal products. Blood tests showed that inflammation in my body was going down. Within a few months, I had little inflammation, so I didn't want to start the clinical trials and wanted to stop my meds. My rheumatologist and I had My rheumatologist and I had our first argument in 20 years. She said she'd always respected me, we'd always respected each other, but she didn't want me to go off any medication. She thought I should continue just in case it came back. I asked her to give me another 6 months. She swore I'd be back in the worse shape than ever. I promised that if I had any swelling or pain that I would call her right away. That was about 7 years ago. I haven't seen her in 6 years. The last time I spoke to her, she said, "Now tell me again what it is you're eating and avoiding." I sent her an email with the research I'd done. I do get inflammation markers checked regularly by my primary care doctor. I'll never go back to eating animal products. Why would I? Nothing is worth the pain I was in. Everything tastes good and fresh, and no one died for it. Sorry this is so long, but I hope my story helps others. I believe anyone can do this and feel wonderful. That's fabulous. Thank you, Terry, for sharing that. Michelle says, "I'm a breast cancer survivor of 9 years strong and believe that my plant-fueled life has helped me prevent a recurrence." Rachel, "The first thing I noticed was my joint stopped aching when I went up the stairs. Then some skin irritations that I'd had for years mysteriously cleared up, and I have almost no earwax." What? The craziest things. "The most important change of all was getting my sugar and cholesterol levels back to normal. I was heading dangerously close to diabetes. I also bounced back from obesity, and I'm never going back from this way of eating." Many exclamation marks. Fabulous, Rachel. Okay, and there's one more here. "I hope I'm not too late in leaving this comment," Lisa says. "I had a very noticeable," okay, this word, "xanthelasma," I guess it's X-A-N-T-H-E-L-A-S-M-A, xanthelasma, "around my eyes. I had them for 20 years. They are yellow plaques and are actual cholesterol deposits. They are a sign of other serious illnesses, in my case, coronary artery disease, that had 100% blocked all four major vessels in my heart, resulting in me having a quadruple bypass. In the 2 years eating whole food plant-based since my surgery, the yellow plaques slowly faded away and now they are totally gone because I no longer consume any cholesterol. My cardiologist tells me that it's a great sign that they are gone, and it probably means that cholesterol is not being deposited in my veins and arteries anymore." So good. Okay. So if that wasn't inspiring, I don't know what is. Can you think of one person in your life who needs to hear any of that? I would love for you to share this podcast episode with them. It's episode 100. I am like, this is the kind of stuff that keeps me going. These are the kind of things that I, to this day, I've been doing this for so long, but to this day, reading stuff like this and hearing these stories, hearing about these results, it never ceases to inspire me and to keep doing what I'm doing. And so thank you for everyone. Thank you to everyone who shared their results. I really, really appreciate that. You are such an inspiration. And we're just going to keep doing our thing over here. We're going to keep providing an amazing community and support and the best whole food plant-based meal plans and recipes around. If this episode spoke to you and you are like, maybe you're new or somebody forwarded you or not forwarded, but shared this episode with you and you're like, holy shit, I need to try this. Where do I start? In the show notes, there's a link to sign up for our 10-day free trial of Plant Fueled Life. And that's an amazing place to start. We have hundreds of meal plans. So we do all the planning for you. We have thousands of the best whole food plant-based recipes on the planet. You can check out the past 100 episodes for more inspiration. But you know, in order to get the results of eating a whole food plant-based diet, you have to eat a whole food plant-based diet, or like, you know, the majority of your food needs to be whole food plant-based. I don't know of all of these people, all these fabulous people who shared their stories, are all of them 100% whole food plant-based? I don't know. Maybe some are, maybe some aren't, but I know that, if the majority of what you're eating is whole plant foods, then you're going to get results from them, but you have to eat them, right? And in order to eat whole food plant-based, like, the food needs to be delicious, which is absolutely where we come in, because our whole game plan with all of this is to make the food so delicious that you want to keep eating this way. A lot of people are like really excited, pumped up to eat a whole food plant-based diet, and then they try it and they're like, okay, I can't eat this bland food three meals a day for the rest of my life. And they end up going back to eating how they used to eat and they don't get the results, right? But if you can find recipes and if you can have your meals planned for you and told exactly what to cook and what to buy and help you stay on track and the food tastes good, you are going to want to keep eating this way. And so that's what we do. We create insanely mouthgasmic, delicious recipes so that you actually want to keep eating this way, so that your body will keep benefiting from eating this way. So check the show notes and sign up for the free 10-day trial if you haven't already done that. And if you've done the trial and you're like, shit, I really got to join, then sign up. It's ridiculously inexpensive for what it does. Right? We're not talking about hundreds of dollars a month of a commitment. We're talking $12 a month for the recipe vault and like $20 a month for full access. And you will save at least that much money if you follow our meal plans, because you're going to be eating out less, right? You're going to be actually using the groceries that you buy. So you're not going to be throwing away, you know, old slimy produce at the end of, you know, each week. So it really does pay for itself. So check that out. And again, happy 100th episode. Ah, I'm so excited. And thank you everyone for sharing your stories and for listening. Now I am going to go eat breakfast. I'm going to go eat some delicious buckwheat porridge right now with lots of fruit and nuts on top. And that's my plan. All right. Have a fabulous day. And I will, I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, thanks for listening. If you enjoy this podcast, you are going to love Plant Fueled Life, our monthly membership where we help you eat more plants and celebrate that beautiful human imperfection that we all have. You can try it out for free for 10 days by going to the show notes of this episode and clicking on free trial. You can also go to our website, cleanfooddirtygirl.com, and clicking on the banner at the top of the website, click on start free trial, and that'll get you there too. Also, if you enjoyed this episode or if you enjoy this podcast, will you do me a solid and rate and review it so that other people can find it as well? Okay, thanks so much.